Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I am your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's up? Happy? Oh, most of the time. I'm a glass half filled kind of fella, I suppose, ever since I realized that fear is the one true enemy we must each remove from our path. A monstrous foe, no doubt, but it can be defeated. Have a conversation with him, like I do with Joey Greer at least once a week, wherein I say, hey, fuck you. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's quickly check in with Craig Kakowski with his good-to-be-back-home corner. Cacao?
Kevin, I'm back home. I was on the East Coast for a couple of months, just drove across this great land of ours. When you've been through Utah and Arizona and Colorado and all that majesty, but you've done it multiple times, you don't even fucking look up at the mountains. You're just on your phone the entire time looking for new, yeah, because you lose your signal a lot. And sure. I don't have anything downloaded on my phone. I'm streaming everything. So if you're streaming Les Mis, the original cast recording with Colm Wilkinson from 1985, and it cuts out in the middle of On My Own, like, you don't care that there's a mountain in front of you. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with my phone? So I'm back in L.A.
It's great to have you back. Is that mostly the 10?
The 70 along, if going through Colorado and then you did 15, like you're going through Vegas and everything. Uh-huh. And I wasn't on the 10 at all. I hate the 10.
Sure. It's not terribly fond of you. And now let's say hey to Captain Gary Anthony Williams. Larry Gare, if allowed, what time could you sleep in till?
Oh, wow. If nobody was bothering me and the shades are pulled tight, easily like close to 7 a.m. Easily close to that.
Easily?
I'm not a sleeper, brother.
No.
I got to learn. I want to learn. I see people who do it and they seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
They go really far in life.
Sure.
And I need that. I would love to. I'd love to be one of those guys who can, as we say, James Heaney it. I can't do it.
What are we averaging on lights out in the evening?
What time? I tried to go to bed. Man, you ask all the right questions. I tried to go to bed around 10:30 or 11, but if I go to bed early, then I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m.
You don't want that.
And then what am I doing? What am I doing at 5?
Paper out?
A paper out. I have a paper route. And I have one of the bikes without that kids learn on.
Sure.
The new kind that all the white parents buy for their children. I have that thing that just balance. And I do my paper route on my balance bike.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
I love white kids, by the way.
All in favor, say aye. Hey, let's all cheer Caroline Cotter. Master Blaster, what exotic pet might you consider welcoming into your home to live?
Oh, I don't know if it's exotic, but a chinchilla I think would be really fun.
That's pretty exotic.
I almost bought one once. You got to get them sand for them to bathe in. And also, I hate taking care of another living thing.
Sure. I understand that. Yeah. My goodness. I mean, yeah. Hey, there's James Heaney. Jim Giroux. What's the largest thing you've built using tools and possibly a manual?
I don't use manuals. I go from the heart when I'm building. Sorry.
Sound like you said from the heart, not the intelligence, not the common sense, not the puzzle management.
I think that all has the heart to do with it. I think that part of that, but I follow my heart and I just build things that I think feel structurally sound.
Largest?
But I built an entire, I have a very small apartment, but I've built a wall thing that like attaches, my TV attaches to that. Now there's shelving units about a foot deep into the front of the apartment.
Did your heart give it that technical term wall thing?
Yeah, I don't know what you'd call it. It looks like a skeleton of a building, but I can just fill it with stuff.
Craig,
and now I have more room for more stuff.
You know what
stuff.
It's called. Just tell James what it's called.
I have no idea.
Okay. And last, but no more pie in the sky or your eye, if you think of least, it's Joey Greer. Curb crotch. Take us on a journey into one of your dreams from last night.
What? Curb crotch? So have like a smooth like curve down there.
It's like the Ken doll.
Don't curb. Interrupt, James.
Curb.
Sorry.
Curb.
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 Curved.
Curb.
Ba. Ba.
Curb.
Curb. Curb.
Curb. What am I saying?
You're saying something wrong.
I all right. So a dream I had last night. I was inside a butchery.
Butchery,
a meat shop. And I was hanging out with six. Whose phone is that?
I think
that
it's
was
yours.
Literally. Was it the Clash that sang London Calling? Yeah.
Greg says yes.
That was the Clash.
That's all I got. That was my dream.
Okay,
and then
cool.
I woke up in a pool of
all of our
sweat.
Suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes. Yeah, that's a new one. Video of our recording sessions. And wait for it. At the highest level of support, Alchemaniac, you might just have a chance to join us for one of these recording sessions. Look the fuck out! Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemy this. If you'd like to submit a scene via email, please do so. alchemythis@gmail.com. That's alchemythis@gmail.com.
Help.
Scene one comes from patron VIP Robert Williams, who wrote, "Dearest friends, my sweet, foolish alchemist, how are you all? Me? Why, I'm just swell. Well, now that you mention it, I will give you a scene suggestion. Christopher Nolan presents the Olympics. All the best, you filthy, festooned fabulousness."
All right, check-in's right here?
Yeah, checking in.
All right. Good. What time was your check-in?
2.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yep.
It's 2:30 right now.
Yeah, a bit late.
It was 2 o'clock earlier. About 30 minutes ago, it was 2 o'clock.
Was it? Was it 30 minutes ago?
90 minutes ago, it was 2 o'clock. That means that six hours.
It's got to be probably 2:35 by now then, yeah?
So, walk with me.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I mean, I'm a pole vaulter, but I can walk as well.
Pass right here. Okay, come on, just follow me.
Yeah.
Me here, okay. Was that you? Was that me?
It was the Clash.
What is that?
They like what's to keep going in contact.
Look, we have to get on this boat right now, okay?
Which boat?
Just get in the harbor with me.
We're going to have to get on this. Last Royals! Fucking hell.
Listen to me, okay? I'm part of a secret CIA operation.
All right.
Tickets.
I just do povo. I don't.
Yeah. You do a lot more than that now. You got to save the world.
Tickets.
Excuse me? This bloke's got my ticket, I suppose.
Just take that ticket and take the watch, all right? Everything will be explained to you in time. Do you understand? In time.
Good luck with
this.
This
is not an
mate.
Ordinary ticket. You're going to have to go down to the stow area where all the baggage is, okay?
So that area is called stow? Just stow?
That's what I call it. Yeah, it's a little cramped down there, but it's a special seat just for you, all right? There's going to be somebody down there to meet you. Yes?
All right. You, handler, what's your name, mate? What do I call you?
My name's Rick.
Okay, Rick. Not talking to you, Rick. Handler. What's your fucking name?
I'm on the dock. The boat is leaving.
Fucking hell, mate. What do I do now, then?
You got to go down below, Dad.
Yeah. Steerage. Fucking hell. Got it. Just take the stairs down. Is that where I'm going?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you looking for the stow area?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
That's a good answer, brother. That's a very good answer.
I'm open.
Stow area is 2 doors down to the left.
All right. Very good. What's in the stow area right now?
You know, you buy stuff down there, man. It's a stow. It's a stow.
It's a stow. Got it. That's where I find my tea and biscuits and that sort of thing?
Yeah, your tea, your biscuits, your crumpet. If you're the kind of guy who likes healthy butters, we got healthy butters down there. We got ghee. You like ghee? You a man who likes ghee?
I like my ghee. How about cottle cream? They got cottle cream there?
You're in the wrong motherfucking place, brother.
Fucking hell.
I'm sorry to turn against you so quickly, but you're in the wrong place looking for cottle cream.
Perhaps
you're looking for the stow area instead of the stow area.
Oh, that's it. That's got to be it. Yeah.
Oh, so that's 3 doors down to the left, my friend.
3 doors down. They're not bad either. You ever listen to them?
The musical group?
Yeah. 3 fucking doors down.
Of course I did. Do I look like a fool? Anybody who's got intelligence listen to yeah, of course.
What about The Clash? You listen to The Clash, Mike?
Man, again, now, you in the wrong motherfucking area, brother. Three doors down, my friend.
Are you looking for the Stow or the Stow? Because we get a lot of people looking for the Stow coming here to the Stow.
Right, which is this?
This is the Stow.
Right, right. What happens here?
We stow you.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant to be.
Yeah, there's no way they'd let me work at the other one.
No, why is that?
Let's move on.
Right.
Are you looking to compete in the Olympics?
Yeah.
What's your event?
Pole vault. I'm a pole vaulter.
Pole vault. Which year did you want to compete?
Wow, that's heavy. I'm sort of trying to go now, but I could do...
When is now? I've been down here so long. When is now?
Oh, right, right. It's 1968.
This is 1968. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Writing it on the wall, 1968, so I'll remember.
Okay.
Why does it say 1952 on the wall?
Next to 68? Or did you just write 1952?
I just wrote 1952.
Fucking
sorry.
Hell.
I,
what is happening?
I have number illiteracy.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, baby, before you leave. Honey, I know you're the best pole vaulter in the world. You're going to represent our country so well, and I just have to give you this gift before you leave for the Olympics, okay? It's a locket. This locket is for you. Don't forget me, okay? Don't forget the year. It has the year on the inside of the locket and a photograph of me and you making love. Baby! Hello?
You keep touching that locket.
Oh, yeah. It's good luck. It's just having memories of my little Russian sweet pea that sent me off.
Could I look at the locket?
Yes. Here it is. Open it up. Look-see. Quickly.
There's nothing in there.
What you mean?
There's nothing in there.
What happened to my fucking photo? We was...
Yeah, just going through a couple of items that I picked up on the ship. Hey, what is this little photograph? It's a picture of a man making love.
How small is that photograph?
It's a very small photograph. Here, take a look yourself, my friend.
Oh my God, it just fits right in the palm. It's like a penny.
Yeah, it's almost like a penny size, but it's cut out in a heart shape, like a heart-shaped penny size.
My God, these people are tiny. They're super, super tiny.
Yeah, but look what the...
And baby, let me tell you just one last thing before you go to the Olympic.
Yes.
Please, please, never lose the tiny, tiny photograph of us.
Why would I lose it? Why would I lose it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. Don't lose the photograph, because if you lose the photograph,
right,
you won't have any of your time left.
What's that supposed to fucking mean?
I don't know, but I'm going to die like right now.
Check out the photograph, man. It's starting to fade away right in your very hand.
Oh my God, this is wild. You so what else we on the?
Spin the locket. Spin the locket. See if it keeps spinning.
Okay. Yeah, it spins pretty good.
It does spin pretty good. Okay. Okay. It fell. It fell. Okay, so this is real, right?
Yeah, this is really happening. I'm supposed to be at the Olympics pole vaulting, and I'm
right. 1968, Mexico City.
Yeah,
good,
that's
good.
Right.
Better than Munich, 1972. Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get some pretzels?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I've got. What do you want? You want
just some pretzels? Just you want a bag of pretzels?
Bavarian Dutch style, or you want rolled gold?
Yo, brother, there's only one Stow on this ship, all right? If you're going to handle the Stow, then you handle the Stow. But a motherfucker starts selling pretzels on my time in the other Stow, then we got something to talk about.
Look, I didn't know that you sold pretzels at the Stow, okay?
What the hell do you think you sell in a Stow? all manners of sundries.
Look, I have a side business going with pretzels only, okay? I'm not trying to take your business away. But after you time travel, it's good to get something solid in your stomach, okay?
Why the hell is that watch floating above your head?
This is always here, man. It's always been here. What year is this?
1968, the year of the Olympics in Mexico City.
1968. Okay, why would you ask
2012?
All right, we called an all-ship meeting because we just want to kind of get this out there. We're not blaming anybody, but someone or a group of people you're writing 1968 over everything. And there's a lot of important safety documents that are displayed.
We got to get to the bottom of who's doing it.
Yeah, we do. So if anybody could just, who's ever doing that, just, this is like a soft ask. Just stop doing it, okay?
Are they writing it with chalk like this piece of chalk?
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like, I don't know. I know this is like my first time on working on a boat, but shouldn't we think that the guy holding the chalk is the one doing it?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And the guy that I literally saw write the number 1968 just a little bit when he asked me what year was it, should he not be considered in the one who's doing it?
Now, hold on. Let's not jump to conclusions here, okay? Let's keep our minds open and our eyes closed. We really got to make sure that we know what's going on and who's doing it. Because look, I'm a captain, but I'm not the captain.
Right.
He's the captain. So let's just do this the right way and let's go through all the channels and make sure that, okay. You know.
When can we open our eyes?
Yeah, somebody's. I was waiting for you to tell us when we can open our eyes.
Oh, yes, sir. Let's open our eyes.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Who are you people?
Well, I'm the captain, Captain Rick.
I'm Lamont Tamsen. I run the stove.
I'm the ship boy. My name's Chip. And I can help you with anything you need.
I'm Sam Harris. I'm a Grammy award-winning artist. And
you were the first winner of Star Search, right?
That is scene one.
Sugar don't bite.
Whenever Sam Harris shows up, it is exit.
Time to end.
Scene two comes from listener Christopher, who simply suggested child detective and a grizzled veteran partner. Or grizzled. Let's go with grizzled.
Hey, I know you told me to stop coming around the police office, but I found something pretty bad outside that I think I have some clues on.
Kid, we're not going to go through this again. Where's your mother? Where's your father?
Huh?
Your mother, your father, where the heck are they, kid?
At home. My mom's very sick and my dad works remotely.
Hey, you're not the only one with sick parents in this world. My mother died 2 days before I was born.
What?
My father had his legs replaced with a donkey's leg. I've seen it all. I've smelled some shit you probably shouldn't see and smell. Now, I'm not going to ask you again to get the hell out of my detective office, kid. Things in here could hurt you.
Okay, fine. I'll get out. I'm just letting you know that cold case,
God damn it! Detective Pimple, get in here and bring whoever you're with, too.
Whoever? God damn it, kid. You come with me. Look, let me do all the talking and you just stand there. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Damn it, Detective Pimple. Let me tell you, I'm up to my asshole with cases that aren't getting solved, and I need you to figure it out. Who the hell is this?
Hi, my name's Jeremy Clam, and I live on...
I don't give a shit. That's your new partner.
Jeremy Clam. Excuse me, boss. Look at the guy. He's a kid. I'm grizzled. I've seen things. I wrestled a polar bear once from the inside. Do you know what I'm saying? I had to fight my way out of that son of a bitch.
We all went to your birthday party. We know what happened. That's your partner. And you better solve these cases or your ass is fired. You understand me?
Yes, sir. Of course I do.
I gotta take a nap.
Hey, look. Sarge, do you want a Coca-Cola before your nap?
I do.
All right. Coming up.
Wow, so it looks like this police station has a lot of kids working with adults. That's legal here?
Look here, what is it? Was it Jeremy? Is that it?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what kind of snot-nosed name Jeremy is, but I'll tell you one thing.
You can be my partner. Here's a service revolver for you. Here, tighten it up, tighten it around your waist.
Okay.
You can drive the car, do you understand? That's fine with me. I don't give a shit anymore.
I'm 10!
I don't see numbers, Jeremy. Nice. But the one thing that you better not do, if I'm about to make a collar, it's my collar. Do you understand?
No, because I don't know what that means. Also, how were you born 2 days after your mom died? Were you just like living in her dead?
Hey, what's this, detective? Take your kid to work day or what?
You're a smart one, huh? You like to talk smart talk. Jeremy, slap him.
Ow, that mildly hurt.
That's what I'm talking about. Things are going to be a little bit different around here. Jeremy and I came looking for some information, and we expect you to give it to us.
Look, I was nowhere near the docks that day, detective.
Can you prove it? Do you have any written document, any photographs? Did you like put something on Instagram at the time that I can use as a time verification?
Yeah, I post to Instagram a lot. You know, some might say I'm an influencer.
How many followers do you have?
I got a couple thousand, all right.
Bold.
Answer the kid directly. Exactly how many you got?
Yeah.
All right, I'm pulling it up now. I got 1,762.
I've got 20K, and half of them are fake. You're not an influencer. You're a old.
Ronnie, baby, I mean, I'm doing everything I can, but you got to boost those numbers, all right? I'm not going to be able to get these ads for unless those numbers are a little higher, okay?
Okay, look, I'm a mobster. I work at the docks. You know, I don't want to be too well known, okay?
All right, look, come on. Don't you want to leave that life behind? I can get you any kind of liquid in a can for free for life. I just need you to boost these numbers up. Look, why don't we do a little experiment, huh? Why don't we do a little experiment?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Is it another paid promotion? Because, like, I feel dirty when I do that, okay? You know?
Okay, Ronnie, that's the biz, Ron. That's the biz. Do I feel dirty? Huh? Do
I feel dirty? Hey, Ronnie, who's this fucking gamoke over here?
Hey, this is my Instagram agent.
Oh, who is this? You got one of them big shot agents, huh?
Hey, how are you doing? Are you on Instagram?
Who wants to know?
I do. I'm Ronnie's agent.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something. When I get done with your mother, I'll let you know.
What?
Look, Jeremy, I'm not going to lie to you. My back is out again.
Oh, nuts!
Something is going on crazy with that Ronnie guy and is lying to you about his followers. Look, I can't shimmy up the chimney by myself. Here's what I need you to do. Mm-hmm. You got a little body. You got tiny hands, like
Thank
they
you.
Say. Oh, you're welcome, man. I'm just saying what I see here. As they
so
say in China...
Slither my little tiny body up the chimney like a little chimney snake and hide out and wait for him in his house.
Absolutely. And I want you to take this in here. Here, hold your hand now. This is a cyanide pill. If any shit goes wrong, either you take it or you give it to somebody else. It's your choice. I'm not telling you what to do.
Okay. How fast does it work?
It works instantly. Absolutely instantly. If anything, at the first sign of anything going wrong, you take yourself out or you take somebody else out.
Okay, I got it. And I have one more question.
Yeah.
So was she legally declared dead? And then they were like, we should check?
I need to report a missing person. Is this the desk that I do that at? My child... Jeremy, is anybody working here? This is an emergency.
What do you need?
Oh, hi, little guy. is there somebody here I can file a missing persons report with?
Me? And I can get you a Coca-Cola.
Okay, I'll take a Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I prefer to work with an adult, but...
Okay, well, all the adults are taking naps now, so...
Taking naps. So, okay, fine.
Spit on me a little bit.
That was, I'm sorry. Let me get that. I fill the paper out? Or
I can fill it out.
All right, well, my son's been missing since I believe the last time I saw him was about 8 a.m.
Can you hand me that red crayon?
Here you go. Jeremy.
Hey, weirdo, did you want a glass with ice?
Excuse me?
Did you want it? I'll get it.
Yes. His name is Jeremy Clam. Are you just drawing a picture?
Look at this.
That's very nice. But I need to fill a missing persons report out.
Do you know how to run fast?
Yeah.
Jeremy, can you hear me over the earpiece? Are you in the chimney? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Hey, look. Look, while you're in there, I need to, what's the coughing about?
Oh, it's tight in here!
Look, you want to be a detective, you need to learn how to crawl in some tight places. Right. One time, I literally got stuck inside the anus of a sea turtle. Do you hear me?
Whoa, I think I hear you, but what I'm hearing doesn't make any sense.
Ah, look, Jeremy, while you're in there, I just want to tell you something.
Okay.
If you're in his agent's office, can you see it from where you are now?
No, I'm in a chimney, but I can crawl down and... Okay, hold on. Okay, yeah, I see it. Everything's upside down.
Yep, everything's upside down. What are you saying to me?
My head's sticking out of the bottom of the chimney.
Oh, go ahead and get the rest of your body out of the...
Ronnie, baby, listen to me, okay? Look, I'll get that in a second. Let me just figure this out, and I'll get right back to you. God damn it.
Okay.
God damn it.
I see him.
My fucking mom. Jesus Christ.
Look, you're tiny. You're tiny. Go over to his desk. Find any type of device, a cellular device, a telephone, an iPad.
iPad at the same time.
Yeah. One, two, three. Look at me. Two,
iPad,
four, four.
iPad.
iPad, mom. iPad, iPad.
Are you there, Mom? Okay. Yes, I know, Mom. Okay. Great. Well, I don't care if he invited you to a steak at dinner. Just be careful, all right? Yeah. I know. Yes, I showered.
Okay, he's on the phone. I'm going to see a little iPad here. I'm grabbing it. Okay, I got it.
Go ahead, right there, where you are now. Sign into his Instagram account. Look at his actual followers. See how many of them are for Click Farms, from Click Farms. I'll wait.
Okay. So if I'm going to do this one by one, it's going to take quite a while.
Nah, take your time. I'm having a coffee.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. It's Ronnie. Just saying hi.
Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, I'm shooting something, Tutty. I'm live streaming right now, okay? Just doing a little
post
for the old Insta, okay? Hey guys, it's Ronnie. We're doing some importing exporting, if you catch my drift. But when you're importing or exporting, you know,
Ronnie, what do you want these cigarettes, Ronnie?
Put them on the truck. All right. And if one of them falls off the truck,
it's yours. Hey, everybody, how's it going? I'm Tommy.
Okay, well, they see your face now, Tutty.
It's Tommy, fucko.
I call him Tutty. We joke around. Look, if you need a website, Squarespace is great whether you're importing or exporting. You know, you can get your name out there. And
don't forget Casper.
Ronnie, what is this that I hear that you are on some kind of in Telegram?
Instagram, Godfather.
Instagram. My niece, who is an avid practitioner of online goods, says that you are on that in Telegram. Am I mistaken?
Instagram, Godfather. Yeah. No, you're not mistaken. No. I hired a guy to boost my followers. Okay.
Well,
I'm up to 5,000, but a lot of them are bots. Okay.
5,000 robots.
They're not all robots, all right, but some of them are bots.
Maybe we could use those robots on the street.
I don't think it works that way, Godfather.
How about this? How about I give you some product and you got to sell it on your Instagram, huh?
Okay. So there, like a sponsored post.
Like a little sponsored post. There we go. Yeah, how about that, huh?
Oranges.
Yeah, but there's cyanide inside.
Oranges with cyanide? I just think there's a limited audience for that, Godfather.
Jeremy.
Yeah?
About 15 cars just pulled up out front. Here's what you need to do.
Oh!
No. There's no time for panic. There's one thing about detectives. We never panic. Now, look. There's a gun. I strapped the gun to your lower back. You have two guns now. You didn't even know I strapped the other one.
Oh, my God. I was wondering. I thought I was going through puberty, but it's just a gun on my back.
Yeah, and by the way, when you do go through puberty, there won't be anything like the feeling of a gun on your back.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. I'm learning so much.
Well, of course. Look, I'm going to come in the door in like less than 5 minutes with the guns a-blazing.
Okay.
The bullets are going to be flying everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I need you to be on the other side of the room with guns a-blazing.
You got
it. What we're going to do is called the classic Italian sandwich. We're going to catch them in the middle of our bullet fire. Stay low. You aim high. I'll aim high.
You stay low.
Okay. You stay low and I'll be up high.
That's awesome. Hey. I got it. Copy that, sir. Also, what happened to the donkey who gave the legs to your dad?
Great question.
I don't know. I think if you mix red and green together, you get blue.
No, that doesn't work that way. Primary colors, red and green, make brown, okay? Red and blue make purple. I mean, this is, I don't need this picture. I need to talk to an adult. When's nap time over?
Okay, guys, we need to move these oranges, all right? Now, don't taste the oranges, all right? Let's get them all in the back of the truck.
These oranges look good. How are we supposed to sell this crap unless we taste it? We got to sample it.
All right, Tuddy, don't taste the oranges, okay?
Hey, Mr. Tuddy, how you doing? It's Brian Murphy. Can I taste one of the oranges?
Help yourself.
Thanks, Mr. Tuddy.
Hey, we got to try. I mean, I think I might get scurvy, you know what I mean? Who knows?
You don't catch scurvy, all right? Nobody's had scurvy in 400 years, all right?
You don't fucking know me.
You don't know me. Hey, here. Have half of mine. Here you go. Hold on. Let me just bust it down the middle.
Okay. Do you guys notice that the people who have tasted the oranges already have passed out dead? Come on.
So there's not a big future in tasting the oranges, eh?
I still got to do a fucking post about it, though.
All right. So just post, don't taste the merchandise.
Hey, guys. It's Ronnie checking in. Hey, we got some orange juice with cyanide here, some OWC.
And, don't taste them.
Don't taste them, but they're fantastic. You know, whether you just want one on your mantelpiece or a gift for your enemy, go to orangeswithcyanide.com, all right? Man, these are all fucking bots. This is ridiculous.
That is scene two. Oh, so happy. So happy.
Scene three comes to us from listener Biffster, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. I really want to need to hear James do his demon voice again, please. I heard him sneaking in at the end of one of the episodes a few months ago, and it just made me miss it more. How about a demon with amnesia? Yeah, I can hear it now. You're all great. Please never stop doing this podcast. Best, Biffster." All right, listen, when you get in the door, you just got to make your case as to why you went to the wrong place. You want to go upstairs or back to the surface, okay? You got one shot at this. Just make it clean, make it snappy, maybe a little entertaining. I've set up the opportunity. You just got to make the most of it, all right?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Who's in here already?
Are you planning on coming into this building here?
No, oh, I'm so sorry. You're the fucking you're a fucking demon. You're the fucking devil, right?
I'm
not a demon.
Devil. I'm a
not
demon.
A demon. The demon.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Demon. I was like, I hired this guy in hell to help me out, to like try to convince you to get me out of here. And I'm just really taken aback that you are like the meeting hasn't started yet. And you're in the room. I'm so nervous.
I've never seen him out of his office. This is crazy.
I gotta be honest, I'm not myself right now. I don't exactly recall why I'm here.
Yeah, this is like a Starbucks.
Okay.
I mean, the coffee's shit, but it's like one.
Okay, so we're at a Starbucks?
Yeah, in hell.
In hell? Yes. Did you summon me here?
What can I get you guys?
Oh, shit. Be cool.
So you guys, do you have everything today? Like, you're not out of anything?
Yeah, we're at a couple of things.
Okay, well, I just want, like, a coffee. Are you out of that?
Coffee.
Piss latte for Toby?
I'm Toby.
I'm sorry. My name is Tubi, but yes, thank you.
I have Toby down here.
Okay. Guess who's not going to argue with you today? Me. I got a lot on my plate, pal.
Just
thank you, I said.
Take your piss latte and get out of here.
I said, thank you. I'm trying to leave, but you keep initiating conversation.
Fine, leave then.
Yeah, see? I was two steps away from you, and you started it up again.
Have a fun day in hell.
Gosh damn it.
we're out of coffee. I'd like a unicorn latte. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, we still got one.
Good.
Man, just rip out his horn.
And there you go. I just blend that up for you. And then we'll get it. For you?
I don't want... I'm realizing now what kind of... I should have thought it's in hell. I'm not interested in anything that you're selling.
You got to get something.
You got to get something.
Okay. I guess I will take the bile iced tea, please.
With boba?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, Zachary, man. I was down behind the quote-unquote Starbucks yesterday, and I found a box full of old unicorn horns.
What'd you do with it?
What did I do with it? It's what we gonna do with it is what's important to me, Zachary.
Keep talking.
No, I needed your help in deciding what to do with it. I just found the box, and I was hoping to... I'm one of those guys. I'm not that great on my own. But when I have somebody else to help, like, I find stuff, and then I want help with it.
And then you need direction.
I want help. I want somebody to partner with. I'm all about partnering.
All right.
I'm from a very large family.
I'm not great at finding things, so this might just work out. The first thing I would say is we sell them on the market.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sell them on the market. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But and do we sell them for... Yeah, go ahead,
you
got to
choose between the red market, the white market, the black market, the brown market, the green market.
Yeah.
What are the markets?
Are there any other color markets?
I think those are the color markets. You just got to pick one.
I know that I did hear that the blue market and the red market got
the
together.
The blue market together makes purple market.
Purple market.
Let's do that. Let's fucking do that. We take it to the purple market. And what is it again you got?
Unicorn.
Okay, great. So this is your area right here. So you can pop up your tent and you're going to be able to sell from about 5 a.m. all the way till about noon. That's when the market closes.
Yeah, so what do you do?
What do you do?
Here at the farmer's market. Well, what I do is I sell fresh fruit and vegetables right over there. I'm Chris. I'm Chris's produce.
Yeah, Chris. Don't a lot of people sell fresh produce and vegetables?
They do. Yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard to get noticed.
Very
it's really, really hard. Yeah.
We're going to be, I think,
so
the only people.
This is something I do here. When the other people pop up with a little fresh produce.
Yeah,
I go in there when they go into their car.
Right.
I fucking break their legs.
You fucking break their legs. Oh.
So right over there is a porta potty. Everyone.
You don't break. Hold on. just this is. Yeah. You don't fuck and break their legs.
That's why I break their legs.
No.
Say that again.
I hump their legs till it breaks.
That's clever, my friend. That is very clever.
There's outlets over here able to just power up whatever you need. If you have lights or a sign, whatnot. I know a couple.
Yeah. Another cue. I need an A for. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're fucking and breaking their legs, is it one at a time or are you able to hump both their legs?
I've been able to get both legs into the chest. But
excuse me. Who can answer my questions about these tomatoes?
Oh, give me a sec. I can. Yes. How are you?
Hi. This is everything's organic here, right?
100%. Yeah.
Okay, but this is also in hell. This is a farmer's market in hell.
Uh huh.
Okay, so is there's some sort of catch to everything, right?
Well, yeah. What's your question?
Okay, so in what way are the tomatoes damned? Because they look really good. That you said they're organic.
Yeah.
And how much for a bag of tomatoes?
Bag of tomatoes is about 6 inches of your skin.
Maybe
okay.
You wanna,
okay. Well,
maybe
then there's.
Try a free sample first before you buy.
Get a free sample.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get a free sample with no inches taken out of my skin.
None. Right. Yeah.
Zero. Just gobbledygook.
Okay. Do I have to sign anything?
Nope. You just gotta sample it.
Okay.
Give it a good sample.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That's the
Isn't
juiciest.
That good?
It's the juiciest tomato I've had in my life.
It's so good.
So am I.
So you said 6 inches out of my skin.
Yeah. Anywhere.
All right, so you've summoned me. Are you trying to escape from hell? What's going on? Why don't I remember?
No, I'm sorry. I just, like, I hired a, lawyer here in hell because I think I shouldn't be here. And you made this appointment with me. So when you say yes, you made this appointment with me.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I need you to help me out. So,
Oh shit. I'm probably not supposed to be here.
Oh, what's going on? Did somebody mention God? Who mentioned God here?
What?
Who mentioned God here?
I don't know. I might have. I forget I what know. I said.
Did you
as soon as I
or
said
you?
It. I don't know.
I can't assume the demon did. That'd be insane.
Oh, that would be crazy. I would never.
That would be nuts.
Jesus. Well,
you probably did, didn't you?
That's insane.
Yeah, don't say Jesus either. Yeah, you you probably did, didn't you, huh, lady?
Me? I have a name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and sorry. How am I supposed to know everyone's name, huh?
Well, you could ask me. In the me, hell? And it happens to also be lady, so you got lucky on that one. But just for future reference, that's no way to talk to a lady, unless that's their name.
Excuse me, lady?
What?
Lady, hi. Hey. Whoa. Easy, Tigress. Easy.
Hey, you know what? What you're saying is extremely sexist.
Sexy?
You're calling me... It is a little sexy, but even more so than that, it's sexist. You call
that's
me...
exactly what... Yeah.
A lady and a tigress, which, lucky for you, happened to be my first and last name. But just so you know, a lot of other women, a lot of other ladies, a lot of other tigresses will not like it. Anyway, what do I have? Cancer.
Yes, you have it. You finally got it. You finally got exactly what you were looking for. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you. At least you're welcome. I've been a good person. So if I do die from this, I will go to the heaven that I believe so much in.
Okay. Hey, good luck, Lady Tigress.
Okay.
Good luck with your cancer.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for covering for me. I shouldn't have said that in here. So you want to go to heaven, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yes. That shouldn't be too difficult. We're going to have to look at your paperwork. What brought you down here?
I died, obviously, because
obviously.
Don't give me attitude. I'm trying to help you out.
What kind of sin needs to be atoned for?
I don't know. A lot of people think I was a bad person, but I don't think I was that bad.
Okay, well, like on a scale of 1 to 10...
I would say a 0. I wouldn't even be on the scale.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help you if you're not going to be honest with me.
I'll tell you what I did, but I don't think it's bad.
Do it.
I would find pigeons walking around the side of the street, and then I would pull their feathers off, and then I would release them back into the wild, like totally naked pigeons that cannot.
Hey, Dan, I don't know if this is real or not, but I think there's some little chickens up front.
What? Those are too small to be chickens.
I don't know, man. I've just never seen a chicken without any, like, you know, fur or whatever. But I think there's chickens out there.
They're probably baby chickens. Baby chickens. They haven't grown their fur yet.
Little chicklets.
That's why they're small.
It's nuts, dude. That's crazy, man. You live in a city for so long, it starts turning into like a little tiny farm.
You know, I think they like eating seeds. We should give them this rice.
All right. Hey, Dan, I know we're supposed to have that, you know, seance tonight and open a portal to hell and all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we should do it, man. Like, what if a demon comes through, man?
No, come on. That's the point. We're hoping for it.
Yeah,
we're hoping for
right.
it.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Sam, we got the Book of Necronomicon. We got that blood.
Yeah, we got the blood. Why
ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Somebody want a goat? Does somebody order a goat here?
That's our goat.
I'm going to apologize. I ran over two of your naked chickens outside on my way in.
Oh my God. Man.
I said I apologize, guys. Now let me leave.
Well, that didn't change what you did, man.
They were babies.
Hey, how you doing? I'm here for the naked chickens.
They got ran over.
What are you talking about?
They got ran over by our goat guy.
I bought 17 naked chickens.
Man. They all got ran over, man. There's no
Somebody
deal.
Ran over 17 chickens?
Look, man, what else do you want, man?
I want the truth.
It's clearly done, man. It's
bullshit,
done,
man.
Man.
Which
That's
one
it.
Of you jamokes is in charge?
No, not me.
It's Dan.
Dan, let me talk to you. Let me tell you something right here to your face. The other guy, he's baggage, quicksand. Get rid of him.
Get rid of him?
What did I just say?
You said get rid of him.
So?
Like right now?
Right here in front of me, I want you to get rid of him. Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. We got a seance tonight, and if I don't have somebody to hold
hands
with.
You got a what now? You bringing back Harry Houdini's balls or something?
We're opening a portal to hell, and if I don't have a hand to lock the circle, well, I could escape.
Okay, you see this hand? That's my hand, and I'm going to open up a portal to hell in your chest in about 3 seconds. Ready?
Okay. No. I'll get rid of him. Rid of him.
That's it. Get rid of him. Say the right thing. Say the right thing.
Sam?
Hey, Dan. Sam? I love you, Dan.
You got to leave. You got to leave, like, right now.
What? Why?
If you don't, I'm going to probably have to kill you.
But my coffee's still here.
You can't. You got to leave the coffee.
Dan, I don't understand.
Go, Sam. Go.
Dan, I don't understand.
Sam. Dan, Stan, right? Right? You're going to have a seance tonight. Don't have that seance. It's August of 2021. Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah. You're right. Okay, 2021. You do open a portal to hell. You also open a portal in a shipping container in a ship that allows people to go to the Olympics in any year.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Okay, so don't do it.
That sounds like a good thing, though.
It's not.
Done anything with my life.
It's not a good thing. Jesse Owens was in Rio in 2014. Like, it doesn't work, okay? Like, it screwed up everything.
Should we just try it to see if it works?
No, I'm here to tell you don't do it.
Oh, all right.
Well, what are we going to do with this token Necronomicon?
You fucking idiots. Okay? Okay, this is my mistake, right? I've always been here, right? I've always told you not to do it, and you did it. This is my mistake.
Uh-huh.
Lady Tigress, could you step into the office, please? Lady Tigress?
Yes, what?
Oh, no. You don't have to have that attitude here. We're friends.
I just don't like it when you use those words to address me.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We saw your info on LinkedIn, and we just wanted to bring you into the office.
Yeah, thanks. I'd love to interview.
You're not giving the attitude that you're happy to be here, but that's not important.
I just don't like it when you call me those words.
It's your name, man.
Okay, so what? I'm supposed to automatically like it?
No, but you did just get the job. This is exactly the attitude we're looking for here.
Well, awesome. I really fucking can't wait to start.
Okay, you've already started. You're being paid right now for what you're doing. You're being paid right now for what you're doing. This is the job.
Cool.
This is fantastic. Look, do you want to work weekends?
Yeah, actually, I prefer to work weekends.
You're a real joy. There is one thing on your resume that we did have questions about.
Yeah, what? Ask me. I mean, I'm already hired, but I'll answer.
I understand. Michael, the owner of the company, is a big, big pigeon fan.
Uh-huh.
And on your resume, it mentioned you. I'm going to near quote you.
Yeah.
You ripped the feathers off of walking roadside pigeons.
Yes.
And so then you release them into the wild.
Yeah, obviously I'm happy to talk about it if I listed it on my resume under special skills and experience.
We just want you to extrapolate on it.
Okay, so now, I did that, and it's also that I would take cats, take their fur off, try to find the pigeons, move fur onto the pigeons, and then take the feathers from the pigeons and then put it onto the cats.
This is wonderful. How long would you like your lunch breaks every day? I mean, you really are exactly what we want to keep you here is what I'm trying to get across.
3 hours.
Okay. Tell me more about the cats now then.
That's our show for today. We're not going to hear any more about the cats. No. You get to imagine the rest. Thank you, Caroline Cotter.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Feel the love. It's still simmering. Check out Caroline Cotter at all the various ways that you know and can, won't you? James Jingle Heaney?
And you can find me at The Real James Heaney on Instagram. And
we'll also post his address. You can find him that way. Gary, thank you for being here.
Thank you, buddy. You'll find me doing some of those milk crate challenges on Instagram right now.
Yes, sure.
All the way to the top and all the way down.
Thank you, Dr. Cacao. Welcome home.
Hey, good to be back. At Kakowski on Twitter and C. Kakowski on Instagram, where I'm hovering at about 2,000 followers, and I'm not going to do any sponsored posts, so I'm going to stay exactly where I am.
Cool. Let's try to get those numbers up, people. And Joseph?
You said it. Okay. You know where I'm at. I'm on Instagram at God Bless Chim Chum.
What about TikTok?
I've been doing TikToks as well. God Bless Chim Chum, same name, just keep it cohesive. And check out my my acting tutorials. I think it's going to change some lives.
Definitely change one. Let's thank producers to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. It's the easiest route. Until next time.
Alchemy.